This week's parasha is Parshas Vayeshlach, and in Parshas Vayeshlach we have the historic meeting between Yaakov and Esav. After 20 years of Yaakov working by the home of Lavan, his father-in-law, he marries his wives, he births the Shvatim, except for Binyamin, who will be born in Perek Lamed Hei. He is ready to return home, and he is going back to the land of Canaan. He is a wealthy man, he is wealthy in family, he is wealthy in flocks, but he is afraid. He is afraid because the last time he saw Esav, Esav took an oath to kill him, and now he does not know what is going to happen. And so he prepares for a historic confrontation with Esav HaRasha. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, the Pasuk tells us Yaakov was very afraid, Vayetzalo, it was a grief to him, and he splits up the camp. He divides his family and his animal into two camps, and he figures if one will be destroyed, at least the other one will be the She'eris HaPleita, Hanisha HaPleita, the other one, I'm in Perek Lamed Beis, the beginning of the Sedra, will be the remainder. He also prays, he prays to Hashem, so he divides his camp, his family into two camps, he davens, and he also sends a lot of prayer presence to Esav as an appeasement. These are the three tactics he accepts, and he involves himself in prayer, splitting his family into two camps, and gifts of appeasement to Esav that he hopes will save him. In his prayer to the Ribbono Shel Olam to save him, Yaakov Avinu says, Perek Lamed Beis Pasgir, Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avi Avraham Velokei Avi Yitzchak Hashem Ha'omer Elai Shuv La'artzecha U'Lemoladetcha Ve'eti Va'imach, and he says, Hashem, the God of my father Avram, the God of my father Yitzchak, Hashem, who spoke to me and said, return to your land and to your birthplace, and I will do good for you. Katonti, we call it chasadim, we call it emeso shasisa asavdacha. I have been diminished by all the kindness and the truth you have done with your servant, with my staff. I crossed this Yarden River, and now I am so great. I am divided into two camps. When I came to Lavan, I had nothing except a staff in my hand, and now I have all this wealth and all this family. And then he says a plea. So first he praises God. And now he prays. Okay? That's exactly what he does. First he praises God, and now he prays. Save me, please, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. Because I fear him, lest he come, and he will smote mother with children. Why does he say Miyad Achi Miyad Esav? It's Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Beis. Why doesn't he just ask Hashem to save him from Esav or to save him from his brother? Why Miyad Achi Miyad Esav? So Rashi says Miyad Achi She'ein Noheg Imi Ka'ach Ela Ke'esav HaRasha. Save me from my brother who is not behaving with me like a brother. Rather, he's behaving like an Esav HaRasha. And if we look a little bit earlier in the Sedra in Pasuk Zayin, Rashi tells us, Aval hu noheg imach ke'es imcha ke'esav harasha. Oden besinaso, even though he is my brother, he is behaving with me like Esav harasha. He still has hatred in his heart. And therefore he is very afraid. He says, Miyad achi, miyad Esav. Save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. Why, says Rashi? Because he doesn't treat me like a brother, he treats me like Esav. So there's a famous pshat on this pasuk, Miyad achi, miyad Esav. If he treats me like a brother, save me from him. If he treats me like an enemy, save me from him. In other words, sometimes the enemy comes against us with overtures of friendship, which leads to assimilation. Miyad achi, save me from that kind of enemy. On the other hand, sometimes the enemy comes against us with his sword drawn. Miyad esav. Both kind of enemies, we ask Hashem to save us. The enemy of friendship with the Umos HaOlam, which leads to assimilation. And the enemy of the sword of the Umos HaOlam, which leads to, Rahman al-Aslan, attempted annihilation. But I was thinking something else. I was thinking perhaps the answer to why he said Miyad Achi Miyad Esav, a double lashon from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav, relates all the way back to the beginning when Yaakov and Esav are born in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Okay? Rivka has trouble conceiving. Yitzchak davens. She goes lidrosh as Hashem. She goes to the base medrash of Shem Be'ever to ask what's going on. She's told she will have twins in her stomach. Perak Chaf Hei, a Bereshis Pasuk Chaf Hei. Vayeti harishon admoni kula kader se'ar veikushmo Esav. The first one emerged all red with a cloak of hair. He is called Esav. And after that, his brother comes out and his hand is holding onto the heel of Esav, and he is Yaakov. And now we know vayigdulu hanaorim, the lads grow up. Vayihi Esav ish yodeat sa'id ish sada. Esav grows up and he becomes a man who knows trapping, a man of the field. Yaakov ish tam yoshev aholim. Yaakov is a simple, pure man, the dweller of tents. It is compelling to note that when Esav is described to us, the first thing we are told is, Vayhi Esav ish yodeat sa'id ish sada. Esav is a man who knows trapping, a man of the field. Yaakov ish tam. Note that Esav is described with two different characteristics. He is an ish yodeat sa'id. He is an ish sada. Yaakov is one ish, the same person through and through. Esav is two different people. Yaakov is consistent with who he is. This is based on a Dvar Torah of Rav Yisachar Friend shared with me by Dr. Yoni Bindiger. Rav Yisachar Friend says, Esav lived a double life. The Torah testifies that he knew how to hunt. Chazal say this means he knew how to put on a good act, how to trick people. He knew how to fool his father. He would ask Yitzhak all his from shaylas. How does a person take tithe from salt? How does a person take tithe from straw? On the one hand, he was an ish tzayid, a cunning person. But beyond that, he was an ish sada. Of course, no one tithes salt and no one tithes straw. He showed himself to be a tzaddik, but he was not a tzaddik. He was a cunning trickster. On the other hand, he was an ish sada. He was a different person than he pretended to be. Esav led a double life. Hence, he was an ish sada, an ish yodeat sa'id. He talked the talk of a pious person through the yodeat sa'id, but he walked the walk of a man of the field. He was inconsistent. He was one person one place and one person another place. He was not the same person in every situation, which is the mark on Evan Hashem. He was an ish yodeat sa'id. He was an ish sada. Yaakov's tmimus, Yaakov ish tam yoshev ha'olim, Yaakov's tmimus, his purity and sincerity expressed itself in the fact that he was called an ish, one ish and one ish only. Wherever he was the same person. Like Rav Soloveitchik says, a person must be the same person in the bedroom and the boardroom, in the office and in the home, in the kitchen and in the study. Consistency in Avodas Hashem is a mark of tmimus. And Yaakov is given the title Ish Tam Yoshev Olim, whereas Esav is described as an Ish Yodeat Sa'id. Sometimes he was a hunter, sometimes he was a trapper. Ish Sada. He was a different person. He was not Tocho Kabaro. We know the mark of a Talmud Chacham is that the Tocho Kabaro, the inside, must reflect the outside. So now let's go back to Parshas Vayishlach and our original question. Why does Yaakov say in his tefillah, Hatzileni na miyad achi, miyad Esav, ki yare anochi oso, save me please from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. He uses the descriptive term hand to refer to his brother two times. He doesn't just say Hatzileni na miyad achi Esav, or Hatzileni na miyad Esav achi, miyad achi, miyad Esav. Perhaps Yaakov Avinu is saying, I know that my brother is inconsistent. I know that he is a trickster. I know he portrays different persona based on different situations. How do I know that? Because he was an ish yodeat sa'id, an ish sada. He lacks consistency. He puts on a different front for different people in different situations. Sometimes he pretends to be a tzaddik. Sometimes he pretends to be a rasha. Sometimes he pretends to be from. How do I tithe salt? Says Rashi, sometimes he pretends to be a hunter and a trapper. So when Yaakov Avinu is coming to meet Esav after 20 years and he's afraid, he says, I don't know how Esav is going to present himself. I don't know which ish I am going to encounter after a 20 hiatus. All I know is that Esav hates me. He harbors resentment in his heart. Vayistam Esav es Yaakov ala brachos asher bercho aviv. I know he hates me. I know he wants to kill me. I am dividing my camps. I am sending gifts of appeasement, but Hashem, I am davening to you. Save me from this dual persona of Esav HaRasha. And that's the source of rishus. That's the worst rishus there is. Inconsistency, changing faces, pretending to be one person when you're really another. He is an ish yodeat sa'id. He is an ish sada. And therefore, Yaakov davens, connected each ish. Hatzileni na, save me miyad achi. If he comes with me in brotherhood, I know it's not really who he is, because Miyad Eshav. Eshav is two different people depending on the situation. Save me from however he presents himself, whether he's an Ish Yodeat Said or an Ish Sada. Save me Miyad Achi, Miyad Eshav. It's such a powerful lesson. Part of what makes a Rasha is the rishus of changing face like a chameleon, depending on the situation. Presenting yourself one way when really you're another way. Behaving like this way in this venue and like that way in a different venue. A tzaddik, an ish tam, yoshev ohalim, is a consistent person wherever he is. He is one and the same, no matter where he is. True, says Rabbi Yisachar Fran, Yaakov became a shepherd. He engaged in commerce. He became a wealthy man. But even while he was in the field shepherding, he was still the ish tam yoshev ohalim. That is the source of life. And the Mishraska, of course, for us is that we always have to behave with consistency in our Avodas Hashem, no matter where we are, whether we are in the field, whether we are out making our parnasa, whether we are at home with our families, or whether we are in the base Medrash or the base Knesset. A hallmark of a Yid. We are the Bnei Yaakov. We are the Bnei Yisrael. Ish tam yoshev olim. One person. The same one person wherever we are. Whereas Esav was an Ish Sada, Ish Yodeat Said. And that's what Yaakov davened for perhaps. Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. However he presents himself, save me from the dual aspects of who he is. Save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav HaRasha. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Besuras Tovos and Be'ezrat Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you all. Kol Tov.